This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yam on Campus FM.
Good afternoon.
This program seems to be creating a lot of interest, with people stopping us in the street and asking us questions. And in fact, in our next program, we have decided to answer some of those questions. And we're also going to give you some recipes, so do stay with us. Dr. Lydia, we do our best to start good habits from a young age. How do you get children interested in fruit and vegetables?
Well, as you know, Margaret, children are copying parents. So if parents and the family have this habit to have a healthy food on their tables and healthy attitude towards this food, of course children automatically will receive it as a with gratitude. So I know many families, even in Malta and in many other countries, where children was brought up as a vegetarians and even vegans. And again, the specialist can discuss, is it good for children to avoid meat or to avoid the milk? I know a lot of vegan children who are perfectly great with their health. They're very stable in their emotions. They're not crying for nothing. They have a good mood, and they're very perceptive. They're very good in the school. So this myth about the vegetarianism and veganism is decreasing our capacities totally wrong.
I have a quotation here from Michelle Obama. And she says, we can make a commitment to promote vegetables and fruit and whole grains on every part of every menu. We can make portion sizes smaller and emphasize quality over quantity. And we can help create a culture, imagine this, where our kids ask for healthy options instead of resisting them.
It's nice to hear the politicians started to discuss such important subject as food on this positive matter. However, as you know, it is big businesses and big food industries behind the politicians, and a lot of percentage on economy built up on fast food. So let's be honest and see things clear. Even I have a lot of people who are asking, is it safe to eat vegetables and fruits? Because a lot of them polluted with the pesticide, herbicide. A lot of them grow up on artificial fertilizers. And a lot of food nowadays are genetically modified. What is this genetic modified? It's a quite big discussion now is going on around the world about GMO. And people asking, what is this? It was an Anka Cafe, GMO, no to GMO. GMO is a genetic modified organism. What is this? Laboratory of many big industrial food industries searching and working to make the type of food, the type of plants, what will be easier to grow, easier to collect, what will be resistant towards different climate problems, insect problems, and some technical influences. It's very positive, yes, from ancient time people know about the selection. So they was choosing the best fruit or vegetable or plant, and then they was using these particular seeds to improve the power, the quality of this plant. But genetic modified food is a bit different. It's more to comfort ourselves. Now many people talking about genetic modified way, genetic modified organism can save us from starvation. But this is just a word, because it will kill us before our natural death. Because genetic modified organisms in our days took this such a cruel way. So it's killing the insects who are eating the plant. And we are eating this plant.
and it doesn't kill us.
Well, we are not the insects, but we are much bigger, much stronger. But we are living a very stressful life. So our immune system, our organisms are stressed and weakened and even rejectful. We are rejecting ourselves. That's why we have a high percentage of autoimmune diseases. What is this autoimmune? It means the body is immune to itself. Can you imagine? So, and that is all the result of last 30, 40 years modernization of the food industry. So GMO is also is not investigated properly product. So in laboratory and experiments on the mouses and the other small animals, the scientists discovered in the third, fourth, maximum fifth generation, the animals becoming to be non-reproductive, infertile. So what is waiting us as a human civilization in the future? So we need to think many, many times and to choose not the comfort, but we need to choose the call of life, the rationality, how we can survive. Because we do not need a lot of food, but we need good quality food.
You see, Dr. Lydia, when you buy a tin of food, it will have everything on it. But a fruit, how can you tell? Or a vegetable? How can you tell that it's genetically modified?
Yes, we need to read. We need, now it's big campaigns all over the world to save the seeds. And this campaign is trying to protect the farmers' right to keep the seeds.
Old seeds.
Local authentic seeds. Mm-hmm. In Europe now is a very big movement, mm-hmm. in Malta it was demonstration in Valletta, to protect the seeds, because the seeds equal life. Mm-hmm. What can we do without the seeds? Human beings started from the seeds. Mm-hmm. The trees started from the seeds. The plants,
exactly.
The roots started from the seeds. And if we're losing the seeds, if mm-hmm. the seeds becoming to be controlled and the only particular genetic modified product will be available for the farmers, so the law is now into discussion. The farmers most probably will lose the right to collect their own seeds and to exchange them between. So it will be like a crime. So I think all of us, especially the parents, grandparents, we need to take care about our future. We need to control the controllers. Unfortunately, it is many companies, one of them called Monsanto, who are trying to take all over the world. It's a lot of markets, most markets are under the Monsanto control. In some countries, they're changing the name. So this company producing herbicides, pesticides, and growing a lot of genetic modified food, particular soya, corn, and using a lot of poison ingredients. And I want to mention, it's officially known fact, the same company was developed the gas orange, which Americans used in the war in Vietnam.
In Vietnam.
So how we can trust...
The lethal gas.
Yes. So how we can trust the companies who are taking care about our food?
The same company.
So we have to stand up and we have to speak about it with everyone to bring the awareness. Unfortunately, people just do not know. They are giving all responsibility to the government, to the some organizations, but it's sometimes out of control because like the consultants not bringing the information doesn't mean the politicians do not want it. They just simply do not know about it, not aware. So the more information we will spread around, the more we will discuss about it. We are for life, not for the comfort only, but
exactly.
also for the possibility to be alive, to be fertile, to make sure our children, our grandchildren will also have a future.
It's true.
It's very serious. And it's all about plants. Not only, of course, the animals are also polluted, but if we're discussing about the plants, it's a big issue nowadays.
In fact, before, when I used to go shopping a long time ago, I had to really choose and choose to find good fruit, you know. Nowadays, everything looks so perfect. Everything looks plastic to me.
And no smell.
I am scared. Mm-hmm. But you see, so many people are happy because they see this perfect shining fruit. Yes. But I am scared, you know. I look at it twice and I say, should I really buy this? It's so perfect.
Yeah. Yes, it's in the human psychology, you know, to have a beautiful face and a very, very dirty intestine. Yes.
So incredible, Dr. Lydia. I like the way you put it.
Yes. Like I mentioned it because the acne, for example, people spending a lot of money and it's a lot of technology is working how to improve the skin condition, but not much people knows the beauty on the face begins from the cleanliness of your colon. And Margaret, you said next time we will discuss about how to clean your colon.
Yes, because we had a question about that.
Yes.
Yes. Very interesting, Dr. Lydia, very interesting. So we should, you know, write about these things. The media should educate people more.
We are. This is what we're doing.
Exactly. Thanks to Campus FM, we are doing that. Now, Dr. Lydia, I like to put frozen berries with my homemade yogurt. What nutrients am I getting and how much am I losing because it's frozen?
Mm-hmm. So on the market now we can see a lot of frozen berries. It's strawberries, raspberry, blackberry, blueberry, even gooseberry. They are all, like you can say in general, they are all good. Of course, by freezing the vegetables or plant or the fruits, we are losing the nutrients. But this loss is not more than 20-25%. The problem is only because some of the cherries are also grow up on the fertilizer, which is not really suitable for our organism, not very healthy for us. So we need to be conscious and to see if the berry is just giant. So better do not buy this berry. If your berry reminds you...
You see, big. Anything that's big
not
is
anything,
dangerous?
But if it's out of natural standard, like, just be careful. Like, if your berry reminding you small plump, something wrong with this berry. So
go for the small ones.
Go for the natural, authentic. So the nature is not stupid.
We are seeing giant strawberries now, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, I know.
They're becoming bigger and bigger. So that is scary.
This is, it's not a very good sign, you know, because it's a cheating. It's a commercial trick, which we're paying for that trick, not only by our money, but also by our health.
This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing the nutritional value of vegetables. So you said that we lose from 20-25% when we freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And when we boil fruit or vegetables?
We're losing 99%.
Oh, my goodness me.
So we're killing
we're
killing the vitamins, because vitamins, most vitamins, dying with the temperature over 60 degrees. We're killing the enzymes. Most enzymes are destroyed with the temperature over 47 degrees on Celsius.
Mm.
And in the end, we have just starch, and we have just a bit of fiber, and some microelements would survive. But we're losing most benefit of it. I have people who saying, you know, my daily intake of the food is mostly vegetables. And my first question is, how are you doing your vegetables?
You're right.
And people do not like, in the cold weather, do not like the salads, for example, or the smoothies, raw. Why? Because it's cold, it's understandable. So I will recommend to mix the salad, to mix cooked vegetables with raw vegetables.
That's a very good idea.
So like this we will complement each other. We will enjoy our warm food, but in the same time we will have a raw, fresh intake.
What a good idea.
And we will alkalize now, but not everyone knows. Now it's very fashionable to discuss about alkalizing diet. And it makes a lot of sense, of course. People maybe do not know, when we're cooking vegetables, we are changing them from the alkaline state into the acidifying product. So we're losing this alkalinity. And so just remember about that. About the steaming, because nowadays useful to use the steaming food. Mm-hmm. Some vegetables, like for example Brussels sprouts, carrot, not always easier to eat raw. Mm-hmm. Even potato, and sometimes people like broccoli slightly crispy steamed.
Yes.
That's very nice. But don't forget to add also the raw salad. If you will consciously regulate this type of product, you will feel good and you will have a balance in your body.
So with steaming you don't lose so many nutrients.
You also losing, but not as much as you cook,
as you're boiling.
Because with the water you removing a lot of nutrients. Yes.
They finish in the water, don't they,
finish
the nutrients?
In the water.
Yes, when we mix vegetables with fats or carbohydrates, are we making a mistake?
No, you can mix vegetables with the fats and carbohydrates, and leafy greens you can mix with the fruits. As you know, the fruits is the best way to eat fruits is to eat it by its own. Mm-hmm. But you can mix
them. So it's dangerous to mix fruit with carbohydrates.
No, it's not dangerous, but it can make uncomfortable fermentation in our abdomen, in our intestine, because fruits are the easiest digestible product. Mm-hmm. 15-20 minutes and it's leaving the stomach, for example. But root vegetables taking about 1.5 hours to digest. So these combinations a bit confusing our digestive system. Our digestive system don't know what to produce.
Exactly, what juices to produce.
What ferments, what
juices,
what enzymes to break it down.
Yes.
So the best way is just to follow this knowledge, how we are managing to digest our food, and do not combine carbohydrates with protein, especially
with proteins. That's
especially with the flesh food,
with meat,
with the animal products, all with that.
So no carbohydrates, no potatoes with meat.
Yes. No pasta bolognese
with meat. Exactly.
Yes, when the cheese is also with the carbohydrates, this creating this fermentation.
Cheese on pizza.
Yes.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Proteins and carbohydrates.
Yes, it's very, very nice, maybe on the tongue, but it's not very nice in our digestive system.
Mm-hmm. Now, as Mediterraneans, we love eating onions and garlic. And there seem to be various schools of thought regarding the nutrition of these two vegetables. What would you recommend?
This is contradictory vegetable or root, you can call it. It is a benefit of that, but it's also some. We have to use it consciously because it have in a big amount it have minuses. So the onion belong to the lilies family, and this plant creating some problems in human body, especially in a big amount. Like what? It's thinning the blood, like instead of the aspirin, of course, after the consultation with your doctor, people can eat onion or garlic. And nowadays you can see all healthy shops full of garlic capsules.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you can use it to thin your blood, so to prevent the blood clots. So then
it also lowers your blood pressure
because you are thinning the blood.
Okay.
So it's the same quality.
It has the same effect as the onions.
Similar. Onion and garlic have a very similar effect.
So we have to be careful because we use them a lot.
Yes, and they're also full of vitamin C, and in the old traditions, the sailors, before they was going to the sea for a long distance voyage, they was taking with them garlic and onion to prevent singa. Singa is disease would affect your tissues of the body. It's a deficiency of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And
rickets, I think they call it.
Tissue, I don't know in English.
Is it in the bones?
No. It's in the gums, bleeding gums, it's bleeding tissues. Mm. It affected the wall of the blood vessels.
I don't know whether it's rickets, because I know that from lack of a certain vitamin at C,
Mm-hmm. No, unfortunately, I do not know the English name of it. It's called singa. Mm-hmm. And so you can die from that disease. So they were taking with them the garlic and the onion to prevent it. It also have a fantastic antibacterial and antiviral effect.
Yes.
Not many plants have antiviral effect. A lot of them have antibacterial and antiseptic qualities, but not a lot have antiviral. So garlic have a very strong antiviral mm-hmm. effect. And if you have small children, you can cut the clove of garlic, raw garlic, taking the long bandage about 30 centimeters, 40 centimeters, depends how old the child is. And you put pieces of raw garlic, cut one clove for a few pieces, tie the knot with the garlic, and then put this bandage and tie it around the child's neck. So make sure it's not very tight. And child, even if you have a little child, so you can cut garlic on the pieces and keep it just near the pillow. You can put it on a small plate or on some plastic bag, whatever, and or just in tissues. So you can keep this garlic, and the child will sleep, and will his breathing will be purified. The air around will be purified from viruses. So the smell of garlic, the steam of garlic, aroma of garlic will prevent this child from picking up some viral problems. Also, you can do garlic inhaling. It's fantastic healing method if you have a sore throat, if you have a sinusitis. Mm-hmm. So you just put grate garlic on a grater, put the grater in hot water, but the garlic layer shouldn't touch the water. So the steam should go through the raw garlic grated on a grater. Cover yourself with a towel, open your mouth and breathe deeper. So if you are with a child, you have to hold your child in front of you, and if child will scream a bit, it's even better because the mouth is opening wider.
Yes.
So like this, it's very, very helpful, simple manipulations. And you can avoid the antibiotics, you can avoid the gammaritis. You can avoid a lot of problems with your breathing system. In the simple way, just garlic. Also very important to mention, garlic have the element, it's called germanium. And this element you hardly can find in other plants. This element is epithelizing the tissues of our body, and particularly beneficial for the ulcers, of the stomach ulcers, bulbous duodenum ulcers. So it's
duodenum in,
yes.
The, in the intestines.
Yes, it's yes. The beginning of the intestine mm-hmm. after the stomach. So this garlic is cleaning the ulcers, and then from germanium element, epithelizing, so stimulating the process of epithelizing, which is very beneficial.
And what does epitalizing mean?
Epitalizing, the ulcer means the scratch, yes, sort of.
Ah, yes.
When the tissues are...
are exposed.
Exposed. Mm-hmm. Actually, we are missing some tissues.
Yes.
And we're missing the epithelium.
Okay.
So garlic is stimulating the process of covering, epitalizing.
Of healing it.
Healing it. And cleaning before. Yes.
Incredible.
Yes. So I understand also the other side when people saying garlic and onion have minuses, like you can bleed if you eating a lot of every day garlic and onion. It's very difficult for your blood to stop to produce the ingredients mm-hmm. to protect the body from the blood loss. Yes, it, of course, but we're talking about moderation. We're talking about not to eat it as a portion. We're talking mm-hmm. about to just to include it into your food. I know in Mediterranean culture and Mediterranean cuisine, garlic and onion are taking big part. And mm-hmm. Mediterranean cuisine in old style was one of the most beneficial style of eating.
Even though we cook it.
Even though you cook it and you also marinated it.
Yes.
Raw. Yes, raw marinated garlic without bitterness. Mm-hmm. It's a very great flavor. It's like a pickled vegetables. At the same time, it's raw.
Well, that's all we have time for today, Dr. Lydia. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And we have promised our listeners that in our next program, we are going to answer some of our listeners' letters, aren't we?
Yes, a pleasure, of course. The curiosity is growing, so it will be nice to have a discussion. Even if someone is not agree, I think it will be very good to have a discussion. People have opinions, why not?
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. Well, I just hope that this series of programs has set you thinking and has challenged you to start a new life. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so by sending an email to campusfm@um.edu.mt. If there's a program which you'd like to listen to again, then just go on to our website on www.maltauniversitybroadcasting.com and click on webcasts and then on our program, Sukhiyam, and you can find the whole series. This is Margaret Arjous, would like to thank you for the enthusiasm you are showing us, and as usual, I would like to leave you with this thought. The greatest wealth is health. Virgil.